great Country Q 94. It's Lori Wilde here on this Wednesday afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. And I have friends in the studio with me today. I have Sarah Harrelson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Lori.
Yeah, we were talking off air. You have been on a 2-week radio tour kind of all around everywhere, specifically Wisconsin. And I'm your last tour stop. So I feel like I wish I would have known this. I would have like had a party or something. We could have like celebrated. Talk a little bit about this latest radio tour. I know you're out promoting your single Denim, which we'll get to in a little bit. But just some of the experiences of this 2-week trip.
Yeah, I started off where I'm from in Tennessee. I lived in Nashville for 11 years, but am originally from Knoxville. So did some stops in Tennessee and Alabama. I have family in Alabama and Georgia. So I always say that's kind of where I'm from. And then I got to do my last stops here in Wisconsin. I've only been to Milwaukee before, so it was great seeing all of or most of Wisconsin while I've been here. Got to visit Lambeau Field. Even if you're not a Packers fan, I always say you got to visit Lambeau Field and have respect for the Packers community. So I'm just so excited to finish my Denim radio tour here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you were talking, you got to try an old fashioned as well. Did you get to have any cheese curds?
Oh, yes. I definitely had cheese curds. I love cheese. And I've only had old fashioned with whiskey. Being from Tennessee, it's all about whiskey. But having it with brandy was really good.
Yeah, that's a true Wisconsin drink right there.
Yes.
Like, you have been initiated into the state of Wisconsin. We'll let you stay if you choose, if you can drink a brandy old fashioned.
Yeah, without the Jack Daniels.
We'll talk a little bit about growing up in Knoxville and how you got into country music.
Yeah, so I grew up in Knoxville, and my granddad was a bluegrass musician. He played the accordion, so I was always around music growing up, and my mom listened to pop and rock, and dad listened to country, so I was always around music, and I started songwriting and performing at a young age. I wrote my first song when I was 10 years old, and I just found music as a great outlet for me to get through my feelings and experience as a child when my parents split, and I just fell in love with country music and the storytelling aspect of it. So after I graduated high school in Knoxville, I moved to Nashville to further pursue music, graduated from Belmont University, where I studied music business and production, and have released a lot of music since then, and so excited to have my first radio single, Denim, through my current label and publisher, Synapse Publishing and Entertainment, out there right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't understand fully what it takes. You know, the music industry is not a friendly industry, and it can be hard, and it can be mean, and it can also be very inspiring, though.
Absolutely.
You know, what are some of the highlights or your favorite parts of your time in Nashville?
You know, since I've been in Nashville for about 11 years, I've seen it change so drastically in the last decade. And the show Nashville, I think, really made it take off to where musicians are like, well, I got to move out of LA or move out of wherever and go to Nashville to pursue music. And it's not just country music there anymore. So you're competing with a lot of other musicians on the charts and but at the same time, I think the community has still been great in Nashville. And what I mean by that is everyone's been so welcoming to co-write with and take you in and help you with your career in music. So I just love how everyone's still been friendly and warm welcome in Nashville.
Well, you have your guitar with you here today, and we're going to get to your current single. We talked about it was Denim, but you have your guitar. You might as well play something for us.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, I'm going to play one off my latest album, Outside the Lines. It's called Red Handed. I actually self-produced this one. You can find it through my website, saraharrelson.com, or wherever you get your music.
This last cigarette in my pocket, I crave it so bad, but I'm too scared to smoke it. Cause I've been burned too many times. Running out just don't feel right when I'm down to my last lucky strike. Push you away. Don't wanna be the girl who steals your only heart. Like a thief in the night, robbing you blind, leaving you broken alone right where I'm standing. Red-handed. This bottle of bourbon, it's down to one last shot, but I ain't gonna take it just cause it's all I've got. I need something stronger, I can't let that be you. And I wonder if you feel it too. Staring at an empty glass, praying for another way. I ain't the kind to slow down too fast, trying not to push you away. I don't wanna be the girl who steals your only heart. Like a thief in the night, robbing you blind, leaving you broken, alone, right where I'm standing. Oh, red-handed, red-handed. Staring at an empty glass, praying for another way. I ain't the kind to slow down too fast, try not to push you away. Don't wanna be the girl who steals your only heart. Like a thief in the night, robbing you blind, leaving you broken, alone, right where I'm standing.
We are here talking with Sarah Harrelson. We will be back with more here on Great Country Q94.